Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale, and welcome to the Old Time Radio Gems Podcast, featuring rare, unique radio programs from radio's golden past.
Stay tuned now for the Burl Ives Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood for your listening pleasure.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
Coming up the road again, your wayfaring stranger, Philco's friendly troubadour, Burl Ives.
A cowpuncher riding along. His hat was throwed back and his spurs were a-jingling. And as he approached, he was a-singing a song. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggie. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo, get along, little doggie. You know that Wyoming will be your new home. It's early in the spring, we round up the dogies. We mark 'em and brand 'em and bob off the tails. We round up our horses and load the chuck wagon. Then throw the dogies out onto the trail. We'll be tie-yi-yo, get along. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoop-a-tie-yi-yo, get along, little dogies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home. Now that's what I call a gallant song. I hear other folks talk about songs being solid, reet, and vooty. I'm not quite sure what those words mean, but I do like that gallant. Yes, sir, gallant. I guess that's solid and reet and vooty all rolled up into one. Now I'd like to just say howdy and sing you some more cowboy songs. This one is called The Cowboy's Dream. I picked it up down in the panhandle 10-15 years ago, I reckon. Last night as I lay on the prairie and looked at the stars in the sky, I wondered if ever a cowboy would come to that sweet by and by. Roll on, roll on, roll on, little dogie, roll on, roll on. Roll on, roll on, roll on, little dogie, roll on. They say there'll be many a stray roundup, a branded a maverick astray. So for safety you'd better get branded to prepare for that great judgment day. Roll on, roll on, roll on, little dogie, roll on, roll on. Roll on, roll on, roll on, little dogie, roll on. You know, cowboys today are different. They used to ride the range all by themselves, singing a sad cowboy song to the little dogies. But now you'll see them riding along in a jeep with a Philco portable at their side and some New York cowboy singing the latest cowboy song right off the mesa of Tin Pan Alley. Well, I sneaked that commercial in on you, didn't I? But you know, that little Philco portable really gets around. Out west, that powerful Philco keeps a cowboy in touch with what's a-going on. even though he's miles and miles away from civilization. I got the song now about a cowboy. Got himself into an awful lot of trouble over a woman. I've got no use for women. A true one may never be found. They'll stick by a man for his money. When it's gone, they'll turn him down. They're all alike at the bottom. Selfish and grasping for all. They'll stick by a man when he's winning and laugh in his face when he falls. My pal was a straight young cowpuncher, honest and upright and square. But he turned to a gambler and gunman, and a woman sent him there. Quicker and surer his gun play, till his heart in his body lay dead. When a Vanquo insulted her picture, he filled him full of lead. All night long they trailed him through Muskeg and Chaparral. And I couldn't but think of that woman as I saw him pitch and fall. If she'd been the pal that she should have, she might have been raising a son instead of out there on the prairie to fall by a ranger's gun. Death's slow sting did not trouble. His chances for life were too slim. But where they were a-putting his body was all that worried him. He lifted his head on his elbow. The blood from his wound flowed red. He looked at his pals grouped around him, and he whispered to them and said, "Oh, bury me out on the prairie, where the coyotes may howl o'er my grave. Bury me out on the prairie, and some of my bones please save. Wrap me up in my blankets and cover me deep beneath the ground. Cover me over with boulders of granite huge and round." So they buried him out on the prairie, and the coyotes still howl o'er his grave. But his soul is now a-resting from the unkind cut she gave. And many a similar cowpuncher, as he rides by that pile of stone, recalls some similar woman and envies his molten bones. You know, Texans are wonderful people. There isn't anything more important to them than being a Texan. I remember one time I was wayfaring in the panhandle down Texas way. I come into this little town and saw a three-piece brass band leading a funeral procession. About the same time, the townspeople began to show on themselves, coming out of the hotel, the feed store, and leaning out of the second-story balconies. And a big fellow in patent leather boots and a six-gun on his hip, he come right up and stood beside me. And pretty soon he was joined by a little fellow chewing on a plug of tobacco. And as the procession passed us, I said, "From the way everybody's turning out, that man who died must have been a fine man." And the big fellow in the patent leather boots said, "Stranger, he was the orneriest, cussedest, two-timinest, slickest, wife-beaten, horse-thieving, black-heartedest Texan I ever saw." And the little fellow chewed away on his quid of tobacco and said, "Well, it just goes to show, a feller has to die afore a man'll say anything good about him." Have you ever listened to the rhythm of a cowboy song? Well, it's an easy rhythm. It goes along with the easy lope of the horse and the slow dance of the mesquite in the moonlight. I ride an old paint. I lead old Dan. I'm a-going to Montana for to throw the hooly hand. They feed in the coulee, they water in the draw. Their tails are all matted, their backs are all raw. Ride around, little dogie, ride around them slow, for the fiery and the snuffy are a-raring to go. Old Bill Jones had two daughters and a song. One went to Denver, the other went wrong. His wife, she died in a pool room fight, but still he keeps on singing. From morning to night, ride around, little dogie, ride around them slow, for the fiery and the snuffy are a-raring to go. When I die, take my saddle from the wall. Lead out my pony, lead him out of the stall. Tie my bones to the saddle, turn his face toward the west, and we'll ride the prairie that we love the best. Ride around, little dogie, ride around them slow, for the fiery and the snuffy are a-raring to go. I'm about to sing Cotton-Eyed Joe. Don't know how he gets in here, except that he's a wandering, wayfaring kind of a fella. Kind of likely to show up anywheres. Where do you come from? Where do you go? Where do you come from, Cotton-Eyed Joe? Will I come for to see you? Come for to sing, come for to show you my diamond ring. Now my partner here would like to have a little powwow with you. I'll be right back. Here's a small cowboy ballad for you, friends. It goes something like this. It was way out west where men were bad, and a girl was a rare bouquet. She'd hide her lover and say to her dad, he went that-a-way. I'm a-going that-a-way too myself. So long, I'll be seeing you next week. I'm just a wayfaring stranger, ever traveling to and fro. And there's no toil, no storm, no danger in that fair home.
So long, Burl. And friends, listen next week at this time for Burl Ives, Philco's friendly troubadour, whose weekly visit is produced and transcribed in Hollywood for your listening pleasure. And come into our store and let us demonstrate the new Philco radios and radio phonographs.
I'm just a going ever onward. I'm just a going over home.
Stay tuned now for the Burl Ives Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood for your listening pleasure.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
Coming up the road again, your wayfaring stranger, Philco's friendly troubadour, Burl Ives.
Amsterdam, there lived a maid, mark you well what I say. In Amsterdam, there lived a maid, and she was mistress of her trade. I'll go the more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go the more a-roving with you, fair maid. Her eyes were blue, her cheeks were brown, mark you well what I say. Her eyes were blue, her cheeks were brown, her hair in ringlets hanging down. I'll go the more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go the more a-roving with you, fair maid. I took this maid out for a walk, mark you well what I say. I took this maid out for a walk, we had such a lovely talk. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. I took her out and spent my pay, mark you well what I say. I took her out and spent my pay, and then that maiden just faded away. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. A-roving, a-roving, since roving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a-roving with you, fair maid. Hello there and good evening. You know, being a ballad singer is a funny kind of a profession. It's like being a newspaper man set to music. But the news that you sing about didn't happen today. It happened yesterday, or a month ago, or several hundred years ago. Like the old English ballad that I'm going to sing for you now, Lord Thomas and Fair Eleanor. It's a love story that ends in tragedy. And you might read one like it in tomorrow morning's paper. Lord Thomas rose early one morning in May, dressed himself in blue, saying, Mother, I'm going to get married today, and I want advice from you. The brown girl has house and land, fair Eleanor, she has none. Therefore I charge you with my blessings, go bring the brown girl home. He rode till he came to fair Eleanor's gate, rattled at the ring. There was no one more ready than she to arise and let him in. What's the matter, Lord Thomas, she cried, what's the matter with you? I've come to invite you to my wedding, ain't that good news to you? Oh, Mother, shall I go to Lord Thomas's wedding, or shall I tarry at home? Therefore I charge you with my blessings, you'd better tarry at home. She dressed herself in her best, most of her dressing was green, and every village that she rode through, they took her to be some queen. She rode till she came to Lord Thomas's gate, rattled at the ring. There was no one more ready than he to arise and let her in. He took her by the lily-white hand, led her in the hall, and seated her there at the head of the table among the gentlemen's all. Is this your bride sits here by your side? I'm sure she's wonderful brown. You might have married as fine a young lady as ever the sun shone on. The brown girl, she had a knife, it was both long and sharp. She pierced it into fair Eleanor's side, and it entered into her heart. Oh, what's the matter, fair Eleanor, he cried, what's the matter with you? Oh, don't you see my own heart's blood a-trinkling down my side? He took the brown girl by the hand and led her in the hall, and there with a sword cut off her head and dashed it against the wall, saying, here's the death of three true lovers, God send their soul to rest, and bury the brown girl at my feet, and fair Eleanor at my breast. I don't know what made me think of it, but I think about the most interesting people that I've ever met are magicians. You know, I'd go without my supper any time to see a magic act, and that's something. Now, down at our store, the Philco people have one of the finest magic acts that I ever saw. It's that magic music box, the 1201, where you just slide a record in the slot, shut the door, and it plays. Now, for people who don't want to mess around waiting for the music, why, that they want to hear, the 1201 brings magic down to a pretty practical level. Like the time I remember not too long ago when I was a wayfaring down through the mountain country, and I stopped in a hotel. There wasn't a soul in the lobby except this one man, and he was sprinkling some kind of powder in a circle on the floor all around him. And I asked him, what kind of powder is that, friend? And he told me, polecat powder. And I said, what are you sprinkling it around you for? And he answered, to protect me from that polecat. And I said, what polecat? And he pointed to a picture of a polecat on the wall. And I said, well, that's only a picture, friend. That's not really a polecat. And he kept on sprinkling the stuff around him and said, oh, that's all right. This really ain't polecat powder. Got a feeling that fellow was a-pulling my leg. Here's a song some of you have asked me to sing. Sung it a few weeks ago. It's called Go Away From My Window. Go away from my window. Go away from my door. Go away, away, away from my bedside. And bother me no more. And bother me no more. I gave back her presents. I gave back her ring. But I'll always love my darling as long as songbirds sing, as long as songbirds sing. Please go tell my brothers, tell my sisters too, that the reason that my heart is broke is all because of you. Is all because of you. Go away from my window. Go away from my door. Go away, away, away from my bedside. And bother me no more. And bother me no more. Friends, in a few days now, the whole country will celebrate the birthday of old Abe Lincoln. You know, when I start this show every week, I sing a piece of a song. It's sort of called my theme song. Well, I want to sing the whole thing for you now, because I've heard tell from good authority that it was one of the favorites of Abraham Lincoln. When I was young, I used to wait on the boss and give him his plate and pass the bottle when he got dry and brush away the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. And when he'd ride in the afternoon, I'd follow after with a hickory broom, the pony being rather shy. When bitten by a blue-tailed fly, Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. One day he ride around the farm. The flies so numerous they did swarm. One chanced to bite him on the thigh. The devil take the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. The pony run, he jump, he pitch. He threw my master in the ditch. He died and the jury wondered why. The verdict was the blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. They lay him under a simmon tree. His epitaph is there to see. Beneath this stone I'm forced to lie. Victim of a blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. Well, sir, now my young friend here is going to put his silver tongue to some words of wisdom. So you listen and I'll be right back. Here's a little thought to leave you with, friends. I've known many a man who would rob for gold or die for a rare, precious jewel. But it takes a man courageous and bold to live by the golden rule. So long, friends, I'll be seeing you. I'm just a wayfaring stranger.
So long, Burl. And friends, listen next week at this time for Burl Ives, Philco's friendly troubadour, whose weekly visit is produced and transcribed in Hollywood for your listening pleasure. And come into our store and let us demonstrate the new Philco radios and radio phonographs.
I'm just a going ever onward. I'm just a going.